2 months after the outbreak of a violent anti-Christian persecution that spanned 3 states in India, scores of thousands of Christians in the epicenter of the violence, Orissa State, continue to live in makeshift camps after their homes and livelihoods were either seized or destroyed. The country representative for Catholic Relief Services India program, Jennifer Pedetz, told us although the worst of the violence appears to have passed, fear and uncertainty continue to abound.
The incidences of people being attacked and homes being burned are continuing. However, it is getting better, and there is a sign that the security situation is improving, and there is a sign that those who are committing these acts are starting to be arrested and dealt with. But the flip side of that is as they are arrested, there are protests against them being arrested by the extremist groups. They're extremely frightened, and they're frightened because they know of others who are still hiding in the forest. They know of others who have tried to return home, but only to be attacked or only to be forced to convert. The fear is there, and some of them are even saying that they don't want to go home and that they will never go home, and they need to find, you know, a new place to live and a new place to restart their lives.